Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. Our next guest is Meg Peltier, the president and CEO of the Visit, the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
Yes, yes.
I was looking at your email address when I said visit, and I was like, okay.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's very confusing sometimes.
How are things at Pensacola Beach?
Well, right now, everybody's doing a happy dance.
Yeah?
Because it looks like this storm is going to be going well east of us. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. I mean, we can handle the rain. But yeah. Let me tell you, I'm worried for our folks in the Big Bend, but I'm grateful, I have to say, selfishly grateful that it's not coming our way, it looks like.
Yeah, same here.
Things are good on the beach.
Pensacola.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me a little bit about your chamber, who your members are, and who you represent.
We are the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. A lot of people don't realize that all of the different chambers in the area, we have about 13 chambers in this area. So you have Navarre Chamber, Santa Rosa County, the Pensacola Chamber, Perdido Key, and we're all very autonomous. We have our own memberships. We kind of have our own agendas, and each of us have our own personalities. So the Beach Chamber, I think, is known as the Fun Chamber, obviously because it's on the beach. But also, we are a Chamber of Commerce that really cares about our members. So we have probably, I would say, 70% of our membership is people that have businesses on the beach. But I would say the additional 30 to 40% are people that want to have an impact on the beach. And so that's something that's a little bit different, because you may not have your location on the beach per se, but you have a business that could help a hotelier or someone running a restaurant. You might have a connection there. So we encourage anybody that wants to have an impact on the beach to join us. So, and we're very busy. One of our one of the things that we do is we've been tasked with Santa Rosa Island Authority. We are partners with them. And what we do every year is we try to provide events in the off season. So there's no problem getting folks to the beach from like May to September. But typically things do slow down this time of year. So we started adding the events, and this we're getting ready for our big event, which is probably the biggest of the year, which is our Taste of the Beach coming up in October.
Absolutely. Tell me about Taste of the Beach.
Hey, funny you should ask. So Taste of the Beach, mark your calendars now. It's coming up the week of October 10th through the 12th. And what it is, the big festival is on Saturday. So Saturday from 10 to 5. What we do is this is an opportunity for us to showcase our restaurants and especially showcase our chefs. People don't realize that these guys are really good at what they do. And so every year they compete at this event. So they do a signature dish, and it's free for anybody coming that wants to come see the event. It's over by the Gulfside Pavilion, so it's right on the water. It's usually a beautiful day in the fall. Last year it was gorgeous. And we have about 20 restaurants. So each one of them, for less than $10, you can just shop around and try their signature dishes. Then we have a competition. And this year, we're so grateful to Innisfree, who once again are going to be sponsoring. The winner of the signature dish contest will go to a World Food Challenge competition in Dallas, Texas. So the chefs, I have one chef, Sean Wheeler, over at Shaggy's, has been bringing dishes by all year round, testing them on our staff. And so we love that. But all of the different chefs are very excited about it. And so it's a chance for you as a local, especially, come on out and see what you have to offer on the beach. Because sometimes people think, oh, it's just fried food out there. And yeah, there's a lot of fried shrimp for sure. But there are some folks out there doing amazing things with seafood. So it's really a lot of fun. And then we have entertainment. We'll have we have Dancingly Yours, which is a group of young people that come out and dance first thing. And I remember when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, you know, we probably want to get a little more sophisticated. We'll have, and you know what? We get the best crowd, grandmas, moms, dads, pops, and these kids are amazing. They're so good. So they're a tradition. They kick off Taste of the Beach on Saturday morning, and then we're excited to have some bands coming in. We've got Loaded Goat coming in from, I think it's 11 to 1, and we have Melodious. Uh-oh, I'm going to get the name wrong. But they're going to be there from 2 to 6, 2 to 5. So the event's 10 to 5. And then we also, for any football fans that say, no, I'm not going out, we have a dining tent that we're going to have football. Actually, we've got some football screens that'll be up, TV screens, a TV wall this year. We're going to have beverages and food. In addition to the food, we're going to have some beverages there. Bamboo Willies will be there with their frozen drinks. So it's a little something for everybody. So
that's awesome. So Sunset Cocktail Cruise.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
This is new this year. We're kicking off the weekend on Thursday night with a sunset cruise. We want to say thanks to the folks at Premier Island Management Group and Portofino Island Resort. They're providing the food from their restaurant, Coastal. And this is an opportunity to go on a sunset cruise. It's a yacht. They're going to have music, and you can come, and we'll have appetizers and drinks. And if there's still tickets available, it'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 on the 10th. Mm-hmm. So you can go to our website at Pensacola Beach Chamber.com, and you can sign up. The tickets are $100 per person, so it's a beautiful, elegant, wonderful evening out, and we're kicking off Taste of the Beach with that because we wanted to have an opportunity to promote some other people that maybe wouldn't fit for the regular Saturday event and do something fun for a different night.
And it features a particular restaurant.
Correct. So it's a Coastal restaurant from Portofino.
Yeah. So you mentioned the tickets. So what's all included with that ticket price?
So that's including the cruise itself. It includes there's going to be food on board, entertainment. We'll have some music for you. And then also there's going to be signature cocktails available. So all of that will be included for the evening. So it should be a wonderful evening.
Yeah. So you mentioned Bamboo Willie's, the cocktails. I know that Doc's Hop Shop is going to be there.
Yes, they'll be at Taste of the Beach on Saturday.
Is this a 21 and over event, or is our families welcome?
Families are welcome. Anyone can come on Saturday. It's wide open. In fact, kids are definitely welcome because we have a special event for kids. We have our chefs that come out from Crabs, and they're going to be doing the kids' mm-hmm. cooking classes. Let me find the information on that. So they will be at 11 o'clock. We have our chef is going to be coming out from Crabs, and they're going to be cooking from, at 11 o'clock, and the kids can come out. They get a little chef's apron, and the first is learning how to do crab cakes. So that will be fun.
Yeah.
And then the second class, which I may have to sign up for, is going to be at 12, where the kids learn how to make ice cream sundaes. So Chef Charles Kuma will be teaching that class. So, and we are just excited to have them. They've done this every year, and it's very inexpensive. It's only $15, and you just sign up online and then bring the children out. And the drinking that you're discussing is at a different side of of the festival.
Okay.
So adults can come and have fun, drop your kids off for the class, go have a drink or two, enjoy the football, and you can watch the band and also take advantage of all the great food that'll be out there.
And it sounds like there are limited tickets, so the kids' classes are expected to be very popular?
Yes, they usually sell out, so you need to get those tickets now. There's limited tickets for those two events, limited tickets for the Thursday night cruise. And then Friday, we have our annual VIP progressive dinner. Now, this is kind of special.
Is that the trolley dinner?
Yes, this is the trolley dinner. We use the actual beach trolleys, and we start off at the visitor center, and we make four stops. So we stop, our four different stops will be at the Bonsai at the Hilton, and they're going to be doing a special lobster and shrimp salad dish and usually pairing it with a wine. And then the second stop will be at Flounder's Chowder House, and they're doing a snapper. I don't even know if I can pronounce this right. Escoviche with pickled Gulf shrimp. And then the third stop will be Shaggy's, and they're doing a Moroccan golden tile fish with couscous. And the fourth stop is going to be over at Crabs on the Beach, and they're doing a surf and turf bacon-wrapped filet mignon and grilled scallops.
Perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Trinity Wellness of Pensacola offers many services to improve your overall health and wellness with non-invasive, safe and effective treatments and life coaching to support your mind, body, and spirit. You'll love the detox treatments that enhance natural body functions, the pain treatments that target inflammation and pain in your back, hips, knees, shoulders, or neck. The cryotherapy instantly relieves inflammation, allowing the body to repair and restore the muscles and bringing you back to balance and living your life without pain. Book your free consult with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola. Trinity Wellness of Pensacola.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. Meg Peltier, the CEO and president of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, our guest. We are talking about taste on the beach.
Taste of the beach.
And talking about the VIP trolley dinner. So are there tickets still available for that?
There are tickets still available for the 7 o'clock trolley dinner. We have, the way that it works is we have five trolleys, and they all have different times, 4:45, 5:30, and all of those have sold out. So we have limited tickets left for the 7 o'clock trolley, and all you have to do is go to our website again at www.pensacolabeachchamber.com. The tickets are $125, and that includes the dinner that I just described, all the different, the four different stops at the restaurant, so you get soup and salad and appetizers, two entree dinners, and a parting gift, which is a delicious key lime pie to take home with you, because by the time you get to that final stop,
you're
full.
Yeah, you're going to be
stuffed. We learned that a couple of years ago. People are like, I can't eat dessert. So you get to take it with you. But it really is a fabulous evening. You can go with your friends, be on the trolley. You get to see these restaurants. The chefs come out and talk about their dishes, and they've been working on them all year long. So it's really special for them to have a chance to really show off their culinary skills.
I was looking through the website. Looks like there's attire for the dinner.
Oh, for the it's the coastal attire.
Coastal attire. So what is that?
Well, we've seen everything. At Pensacola Beach, you kind of see a little bit of everything, but we want you to be comfortable. But it is kind of, it's $125 a ticket, so it is nice to dress up a little bit, have an evening out, a date night, that kind of thing. I mean, but we had some people in flip-flops and shorts, which is, you know, happens at the beach. But it's a little more, I don't want to say elegant, because it's not like a ballroom gown kind of thing, but you know, something that you would want to maybe dress up for. And for the Thursday night cruise, we're saying coastal cruise wear, whatever that means to you.
Okay, nice. so one more time, the cost for tickets overall for the event to get in.
So the Thursday night sunset cruise is $100, and that includes appetizers, the drinks, the cruise, and some music. It's going to be a beautiful evening. We only have 75 tickets for that, so it's very exclusive. And then the VIP trolley savory dinner is on Friday night. Those tickets are $125, and that does include four stops at four different restaurants, and also includes a champagne toast that's being sponsored by the Hampton Inn, which will kick off the trolley ride. And these events are fundraisers for the Chamber. Mm-hmm. So these two events on part of Taste of the Beach help us to then do the additional things that we do, because every year we do the New Year's Eve fireworks. We do the 4th of July fireworks. We do a lot of things for the community and tourists, and this helps us cover those costs.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and then Saturday's the big festival, and that's free. Just come on out and take advantage of, we have 20, like I said, 20 restaurants out, entertainment, bands. It's just going to be a fantastic day.
Yeah, let's go through the restaurants. Who's all going to be there?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So here are the restaurants. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go through the whole list. We have Crabs, Flounders, Piazza Pizza, Redfish, Bluefish, Salt, Shaggy's, the Grand Marlin, Water Pig, Barbecue, Whiskey Joe's, Casino Beach Bar and Grill, Peg Legs, Sidelines, Senior Frogs, and Fish Heads, and the Pensacola Beach Resort.
I have been to a lot of Pensacola Beach restaurants, and those were all fantastic.
Somebody's got to be your favorite. You got to come out and support your favorite chef.
Well, what I think the listeners heard is that they need to be at your office, so when Shaggy's drops off stuff to sample.
There you go. That's exactly right. A lot of good things happen at the Visitor Center. If you haven't been by, I'll just put a plug in for that, too. We're open 7 days a week. We're there from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and Sundays 10 to 3. So if you do have friends coming into town, we have all the information you could want and actually have free coffee and water, and you can come and look around at all the different beautiful photography that we have. Kelly Whitaker has put up some gorgeous photography of nature and blue angels, and so stop in and see us.
Absolutely. Are there sponsorships and vendor options still available, or has that period closed already?
Pretty much the period for sponsorship for this event has closed. If someone is interested, though, we'll always talk to you because we have lots of events coming up. So please give us a call at the Chamber.
Okay. Tickets, so you mentioned how people can get tickets. Can they get them at the door? Is it online only?
This would be for the two events on the cruise and for the Charlie dinner. You would definitely need to purchase those tickets in advance. We anticipate that the cruise will sell out. We've almost sold out on the Charlie, and those are online on our website. If someone wants to come into the Visitor Center, of course, we could take care of them there, too.
Okay. And with an event this big, are there volunteer opportunities at all?
There are. We do have people that volunteer. None of these things would happen without our volunteers. We have an amazing group. We have 40 ambassadors at our chamber who volunteer every day and help us at the Visitor Center. And so if you're interested in something like that and getting involved, just come down and say hi and come visit with us. We have an open door. We have a lot of volunteers will be there that day doing hospitality, meeting and greeting, taking care of the chefs, those kinds of things. So, and we'll need help with the setup and breakdown as always.
Yeah. Ticketing at the door?
Not for the Saturday's wide open. Saturday, just come on down, park. It's free. So the only thing you pay for is you get to choose what you pay for. So it's less than $10 per dish at each of the restaurants.
And then do they sign up for shifts, or are they there for the whole time that they're volunteering?
Oh, for the volunteers? Yeah, we would give them shifts and sign up for that. So typically a couple of hours each.
Perfect. You mentioned parking, so it's probably going to be
Casino Beach parking lot. Yes, sir. Casino Beach parking lot, which is still free. not to be controversial, but still free.
Yeah.
So that's the good news.
And there's usually ample parking for this, or do people
have to park
elsewhere?
Parking at the beach, right there at the Casino Beach boardwalk, but also at the boardwalk across the way has parking as well. So usually not an issue in October.
Okay, perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. All right, now, this Tuesday, Crosstown takes the stage, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It's Bands on the Beach, tonight at 7 with Crosstown.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. We are talking to Meg Peltier, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber. Thanks again for being here. And so wanted to give maybe a shout out to some of the chefs who are going to be there.
We are so excited to have all the different restaurant chefs that are going to be there. But a special thanks has to go out to our Friday night trolley dinner chefs. We are so excited to have those guys. And hang on a second, because I just put that list somewhere else, of course. Let me check here. Hang on one sec.
Yeah.
So we have for the first stop at Bonsai, we have Chef Mark Calvo. And then our second stop at Flounders, Chef Dennis Moore. At Shaggy's, we'll have Chef Sean Wheeler. And then at Crabs on the Beach, we have Chef Lou Roberts. So those are the trolley stops. Like I said, there's still tickets available for the 7 o'clock trolley. So mm-hmm. If you can, today would be the day to get those tickets.
PensacolaBeachChamber.com,
right.
Correct?
And then we still have tickets for the Kids Little Chef cooking classes. It's only $15 for the classes. That's on the Saturday, and you can also go online for those.
And they get to make ice cream, and
the first class is to learn how to make crab cakes, and the second class is to learn how to make the best ice cream sundae ever.
Yeah, and the kids walk away with an apron
and a full tummy.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, check it out, PensacolaBeachChamber.com. We have about a minute left, wanted to touch a little bit on Beach-A-Ween.
Yes, coming up, mark your calendars. Beach-A-Ween is coming up on Friday, October 18th. It'll be at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, and it's so much fun. We have so many vendors that will be out there. There'll be tents with activities for the kids. It's from 4 to 8 o'clock. We do this in partnership with Visit Pensacola and the Santa Rosa Island Authority. There's going to be entertainment. There's food. There's Cat Country's going to be out there, I believe, hosting. We're just going to have, it's just a blast. And last year we had like 1,000-something kids out there all dressed up in their costumes,
wow.
All ages. It's free. Just bring the kids out. It's a safe way to trick or treat and get in the mood for Halloween. It's so, so much fun.
And hopefully mom and dad were getting in the spirit too.
Absolutely. Trust me, there were some wild adult costumes last year for sure. No problem here on Pensacola Beach, people dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah. So there's going to be a bounce house, costume contest, games, face painting,
yes.
Hot dogs. So
all
food.
Of the there's food, all of the above, and lots and lots and lots of candy.
Absolutely. So once again, if people want more details on
you can
anything,
go to our website. You can go to Visit Pensacola. As always, they do a great job of all of our local events as well.
That is perfect.
Thank you so much for having me
today.
Yeah,
thanks again for being here, Meg. Really appreciate it.